Yo, yo, yo. What's good, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk, served with a side of truth bombs and enough humor to make even a grandma chuckle. Let's be real, life right now feels like an episode of Black Mirror where the only way to survive is to unplug, but we can't because, well, Instagram. Between school, work, that never-ending scroll, and trying to figure out what you want to be when you grow up, spoiler alert, it changes daily. Finding inner peace is basically a mythical creature like Bigfoot or the elusive good Wi-Fi connection. But guess what? It's not impossible. Think of this podcast as your mental health gym membership, but instead of squats and burpees, we're talking about breathing exercises and boundary setting. You don't need to spend all day meditating on a mountaintop unless that's your vibe. No judgment, just a few daily rituals can make a world of difference. First up, ditch the hustle culture BS. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing that impossible dream of being productive 24/7? It's exhausting, right? Newsflash. Rest is not laziness, it's survival. Treat your sleep like a sacred temple, or at least invest in some decent noise-canceling headphones. When was the last time you actually unplugged from all the digital noise and just existed? Second, prioritize me time. No, seriously, put it on your schedule. It's not selfish, it's essential. We're talking about anything that recharges your soul. Reading a trash novel, taking a hot bath with some fancy bath bomb stuff, listening to your favorite playlist, or even just staring out the window and letting your mind wander. You deserve a break from being on all the time. Third, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to become a Zen master overnight. Start small. Pay attention to the taste of your food, the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter. Those little moments can ground you in the present and help you appreciate the beauty around you. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is basically being a VIP guest in your own life. Fourth, move your body. I'm not talking about joining a gym or running marathons unless that's your jam. Just find something you enjoy: dancing, yoga, walking, playing a sport, anything that gets your heart pumping and endorphins flowing. Exercise is like a mood booster on steroids, and it's way better than scrolling through endless TikToks. And finally, surround yourself with positive vibes. You know those people who always bring the sunshine wherever they go? Yeah, hang out with them. They're basically walking mood boosters. Ditch the toxic relationships that drain your energy and prioritize connections with people who lift you up and make you feel good about yourself. Okay, let's talk about a real-world example. Picture this, it's Monday morning, your alarm screams at you like a dying cat, you stumble out of bed feeling like a zombie, and the first thing you see is your phone blowing up with notifications. You scroll through social media, comparing yourself to everyone else who seems to be living their best lives, even though we all know that's a curated illusion. Sound familiar? Instead of letting that negativity spiral into a full-blown existential crisis, take a deep breath, put down your phone, and start your day with something positive. Listen to your favorite song, make yourself a delicious breakfast, or even just sit in silence for a few minutes and appreciate the beauty of a new day. You've got this. Remember, finding inner peace isn't about achieving some mythical state of zen. It's about creating small moments of calm and joy in your everyday life. So ditch the hustle culture BS, prioritize self-care, and remember, you are worthy of peace and happiness. Go out there and make it happen. And hey, if you found this helpful, hit me up on Instagram at Riley Hart. I want to hear your thoughts. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast, tell your friends, and spread the word, because mental health matters. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.